This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Game four in the books. Final score, Knicks fall, 109-101. Down 3-1 now in this best of seven series.
Miami's just better.
I think of the same thing.
And that's tough to deal with.
Maybe they want it more. I don't know. We got to find a way to step up and make those plays if we want to keep the season alive.
How angry can you be? They're just a better team.
Which I have to imagine, it's demoralizing.
Down 3-1 now, going back to New York. Just what is the team's mindset right now?
Good win, back home. Sit.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
It was over by like 10, right?
10:30? Waking up at 2:30? That's
not good. How do you feel today?
I feel good.
Do you really?
No. I'm very depressed.
On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, now the 7 o'clock hour. DiPietro Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. Yankees, good win last night. Mets, big game today. Max Scherzer's injured. That's terrific news.
He's pitching through it, though.
Oh, yeah, that's great. He's been really good this year so far. Big start for Scherzer tonight. Big start for Scherzer tonight.
Season opener.
Well, now that the Knicks
Staff
are done.
Is back.
Now that the Knicks are done.
Knicks aren't done yet. Got one more game.
Think they win on Wednesday?
I hope so.
I know you hope so.
Do they win? I don't know. I'm going to have to think about it.
RJ, how do you think that first hour was? You think we were good? You think it was subpar? What do you think?
I think it was good, but you're telling me you feel differently.
What? I didn't say anything like that.
You're taking shots all over the place. You want me to find audio that just doesn't exist?
I have the quote, though. I did some...
Call Damon Stoudemire. See if he wants to come on.
You know what? You're unbelievable.
Mighty Mouse would be a good get.
Honestly.
I get it for cheap now.
You know where Damon Stoudemire coaches now, by the way?
You probably wouldn't have to trade anything.
Anybody? RJ, you might know this, where Damon Stoudemire now coaches.
I do not know this.
Georgia Tech, I believe.
Good for him.
Yeah. So I say Damon Stoudemire instead of Damian Lillard, and all of a sudden now, what? I don't know sports?
What? Doesn't help your cause.
You see this guy? He has a weapon. I'm not even kidding. Explain to me what you have. No, explain
this
to me.
This is secretive. This is supposed to be between me and
you. Secretive.
But between me and you just burst it out on the air. Is that illegal?
No one can see it.
I can see it.
Well, now.
And I'm uncomfortable.
No, struggling.
What is that thing? It's like a billy club.
It's not a billy club. I think it's a baton.
A baton? What? He's going to start to lead an orchestra.
Same purpose.
You know what I take from
Mr. Holland's opus.
The first 62 minutes?
Yeah.
I think you've changed.
Who's changed?
You. I think you've
Dave
changed.
Dave has changed.
Yeah, I think you've changed.
How so?
You would have known not to bring that up previously.
Right.
You think?
I think you've changed.
That was for you.
What was for me?
That.
You whipping at your billy club?
This will be a defining moment we look back on. Game four, loss, changed Dave.
This is the day it all ended.
I don't have the audio of Mitchell Robinson because it apparently doesn't exist.
Oh, it exists.
Oh, you have it? Can you play it?
No.
Do you want to hear the quote of what he said?
Yeah, let me hear the quote.
He says, quote, I got to figure it out. Quote, I got to have more energy, more urgency, have to try to get the job done. That's good.
That's great.
That's great.
Awesome. So have the urgency now.
Biggest game of the season.
Not even a question.
Biggest game in a decade?
Yes.
And his quote is, I got to have more energy, more urgency, have to try to get the job done. That's like an indictment on this guy.
Yes. Right. Especially coming off of, off of what you saw in game three, where, it wasn't just crazy fans calling into our show talking about how the Knicks got outworked and the Miami Heat were the tougher team that they just wanted it more. It was every NBA analyst that watched game three said the exact same thing, that one team was ready for a fight and the other one wasn't. What else do you need? You got embarrassed in game three.
Well, apparently it didn't ring true with him, because now he says he's got to have more energy, more urgency, and now he has to try to get the job done.
Yeah, okay. Great.
Awful.
Did Bam Adebayo look like he had some energy last night?
Plenty.
That's 16 in the first half?
Plenty.
Yeah, right.
Rebounds everything.
Of course.
That's terrific. Handles the ball, does everything. And by the way, you know what? Robinson has gone from looking so good in the first round to so awful in this round.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Terrible.
I do not know what happened.
He looks completely overwhelmed. It's not like the Heat bring in five guys that are 7 feet tall.
No.
Who's their big? I mean, Zeller might be their biggest guy. That guy's
come on.
But I'm saying, like, it's not like they have a ton of length on that team.
No. No, I mean, Bam's a strong guy, but
and he's good, he's terrific, but he's the one guy. So Robinson's your one guy.
Yeah, but their one guy actually has the ability to contribute offensively. Ours doesn't. Well, and that, can't make free throws.
But that makes it even more important for him to contribute on the glass and defensively.
Right, but I mean, just think about okay. So when you let's just take their starting five for example. So you got playoff Jimmy, Bam, Gabe Vincent,
right.
Strus, and Kevin Love. All five of those guys bring something to the table offensively.
Yes, they can all shoot.
It's okay. You look at the Knicks, Mitchell Robinson brings nothing offensively.
Nothing.
And if you do get him the ball, just follow him because he's not going to make his foul shots anyway. And then with Quentin Grimes, I mean, he had three threes last night. He had the 9 points, but hasn't been good. So it's like, I mean, you're asking those, your three big guys, Randall, Barrett, and Brunson, to carry you. And Jalen had 32. I mean, Julius had 20, and RJ had the 24. But it's when you look at from top to bottom what the Miami Heat got over the last couple games in Miami and what the Knicks have been getting, it's just it hasn't been enough.
No, it doesn't match up.
No, it doesn't match up. I mean, your bench got... You had 10 bench points last night.
What, they have 30-something, right?
32.
Yeah, it's not gonna equate. Let's go to Eddie in Harlem. Good morning, Eddie. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, y'all. Good morning. Let me get right to my point. The Knicks are a second-round team. That's what we are. That has been the ceiling. We were surprised that they even beat Cleveland. We know we will fight against Cleveland, but let's just take a quick look at everything around the league. You can't. Mitchell Robinson is a top 10, top 12 center in the NBA. So he's playing like a number 12 center in the NBA right now. Julius Randle in the playoffs right now. You can hate Julius Randle's body language. He has a terrible attitude. He's not the leader, a good leader for a team. But you see, still his talent still outweighs his attitude. And just like in any other sport, when you're talent.
No, no. I don't know where Eddie was going with that.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people that probably feel the same way about Julius's body language.
There was a couple of plays last night where it looked like he wasn't even trying. There was a
couple defensive plays.
Defensively, yeah. There was a couple plays. It's like he's not engaged in this game.
Yeah, it looks like sometimes that they allow the frustration to affect other parts of their game.
Yes.
And that's why I use the word demoralized.
And Miami does not.
No. But I'm telling you, man, being in situations like that where you fight, and you want it so bad, and it seems like everything you do, the team you're playing against has an answer for it, like that wears you down. Like, mentally, that's tough.
You got to be resilient.
I know, and this team has been resilient.
Not this series.
Right, because I think they're playing a team that is, I don't want to say the mirror image, but pretty close. I mean, they're similar teams, right? I mean, they're built, they're constructed similarly. That hold, like, they hang their hats on, like, we're both tough teams, we're resilient teams, we play great defense, and then you take your best and put it against their best and then realize
their best is better.
Right.
Right. That's tough. When you're doing everything you can and you realize to yourself, they just do it better than us, where do you go from there?
Right.
Yeah. Let's go to D in Queens. D, don't mock this thing. Good morning.
So, yo, first of all, Rick, you need to be there all the time because he's a total jerk when you're not around. Let's start there. Okay.
All right. Listen, I'll hang up on you right now.
Take your hand off the mouse.
I'll hang up on you right now, D. I'm not afraid to use this mouse.
You want to get batoned?
No, don't hit me with the baton.
All right. First of all, Ed, what you just said. Listen, if you think load management in the regular season is bad now, it's about to get worse. Because the Nets were the worst team in the playoffs, and the Cavs were the second worst. And they had you guys thinking you guys were better than they actually were. That's just the bottom line. Like, let's be real honest. The Knicks don't have shooting. They do not have shooting. And it's apparent, and that's why they're losing these games. You know, that's it. Like, think about it like this. At one point, the Knicks were going to trade Randall for Tobias Harris on the Sixers. They're kind of the same player. Like, he's not like a number one dude. He's really like a number three dude on a championship team. Like, you need to just be, like, Knicks fans want to beat up on what's the name, Thibs. And I'm like, he just don't have the horses. Simple as that.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. Here's the thing, though. I mean, right now, the Knicks, you're not wrong. They don't have the shooting. In one game of the series, they actually shot well from three. But, I mean, regular season wise, I mean, from three, Jalen Brunson's almost 42%.
Regular season, IQ, postseason, different though.
I get it, but he, I mean, you keep saying they don't have the horses. Is it they don't have the horses, or the guys can turn themselves into horses, but just haven't had the experience
the,
yet.
The Knicks players have not stepped up in the postseason. So do they have the regular season horses where teams don't give the same kind of effort? Yeah, I think so.
Or is this just like, I mean, IQ will be better next year in this spot? Quentin Grimes will be better. I mean,
I don't know.
Yeah, Quentin Grimes has been bad. Let's call it what
they've
it is.
All been bad. Okay, Quickly's IQ's been bad.
But those guys during the regular season, I mean, Quentin Grimes during the regular season almost shot 39% from three. IQ 37%. Like, they can shoot. Just for, like, yeah, right now in this series, they haven't been able to do it.
And the prior series, too.
And they didn't shoot terrible last night.
They were fine.
Yeah, fine. But they, I mean, it wasn't, it, that wasn't
didn't shoot
the biggest,
well.
But that wasn't the biggest issue.
No, they didn't rebound the ball. They got killed
you
on the
like
free
Miami
throw line.
You act like Miami shot well in the fourth quarter.
No, Miami was terrible in the fourth quarter. But you know what? Miami didn't need to be good
Miami
in the fourth quarter.
Miami shot 27% in
they
the fourth quarter.
They didn't need to be good in
right,
the fourth
because
quarter.
Because of the other stuff, though. It was the other stuff.
When you shoot 27%, but you get five chances, you make one, you know what? That's a win.
Right, because, again, but we keep, I mean, he's not wrong. I'm not disagreeing with him, but I would also point out that in the game last night where you didn't shoot awful, you didn't shoot great, and the team that beat you was bad shooting the ball in the fourth quarter. Like, they just weren't good. I mean, they didn't make a three. They were 0-for-9. You had opportunities, but because you didn't do the little things as well as them, you lost. Like, the fact that they got 7 offensive rebounds in the fourth quarter
is amazing.
Unacceptable.
Completely unacceptable. Completely unacceptable. Teddy in Babylon. Good morning, Teddy.
Hey, guys. That game was hard to watch last night, man. The season on the line and Julius Randle playing like a slug. Mitchell Robinson playing like a slug. If I had to watch Randle do a spin move to the box and dish it behind the back one more time, I was going to freak out. He was doing some questionable moves last night.
Yeah, and I'm still not Mitchell sure how we got that one pass.
Nothing.
Yeah, I'm still not sure how we got that one
I have
pass
no idea either.
Behind the player to Mitchell Robinson. It was under the basket. It was interesting.
It was luck. It was just luck. He was doing some wild things. But Mitchell Robinson contributed nothing, and he looked like he was going to pass out on the floor last night. He played no defense because Bam had 23 and 13. He got no rebounds, and he contributes nothing offensively. So how are you that tired where you can't even grab an offensive rebound for us?
I don't have the answer. I don't have the answer.
It was just hard to watch last night.
When your entire game is predicated on defense and rebounding, you don't rebound? Do you have a problem?
Oh, he didn't have the energy.
Well, how?
He's got to find the urgency. I don't know. It's a great question.
Well, what happens if he doesn't find it now? Then next year he'll look for that urgency?
Probably, yeah. Hopefully he finds it in game five, and if it's not there, then always next year.
And by the way, what is this? I'm a jerk when you're not around. First of all, you're always around. Second of all, I haven't been a jerk at all.
We're an Iron Man show.
RJ, you think I've been a jerk when he hasn't been around?
No, I don't think you've been a jerk.
So who is D from Queens?
I don't know.
I
heard some of the show when I was off winning championships in Lake Placid.
I was not a jerk.
Injured, by the way.
We know.
Torn groin.
We saw.
Yeah. You're a little bit quicker on the trigger.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Think D should get an award for not bringing up James Harden.
But he didn't.
How could you bring up James Harden right now after that last game? You can't.
Who does he root for?
D.
I think he roots for people to be wrong about James Harden.
That's right.
But he doesn't have a team allegiance.
Maybe he's rooting for the Sixers now because James Harden's on the Sixers. How about that?
How about that?
Possible. How about that?
Let's go to Devin in Mohegan Lake. Are you not in the lake, are you, Dev?
No, I'm not in the lake. It's too cold for that.
Gotcha.
I'm actually, technically, I'm in the car on the way to work into the city.
Oh, okay.
Good morning, boys. Yeah, you guys are wonderful. I'm splendid. Let's just get into it. So we always want honesty from our athletes, and then we kind of turn around and bash them when they're honest with us. And that's exactly what I'm going to do right now. I don't understand how this whole energy and even Randle goes, yeah, I think they just wanted it more. And it's just, I don't understand that. Like, I don't understand how in the playoff you just openly opine that another team wants it more after you were just embarrassed in game three. And as a fan, I've been a Knicks fan my whole life. I'm 33. I will pretty much watch every game. So I just don't understand how we're saying that. And last tip, if I may, the role player situation is, I think it's part of that Miami's team with Pat Riley and Spoelstra. The role players know what they're going to do. And their role players are, you know, galvanized veterans. You know, Kyle Lowry has a championship. Kevin Love has a championship. Gabe Vincent and these other guys, they may not have a championship on their pedigree. I don't know, but they know exactly what to do in their system. Not that the Knicks players don't, But when you have Kevin Love and Kyle Lowry who can help stabilize, and then when they perform more, even when Jimmy was out, you know, those role players can rise to the occasion where we're seeing the Knicks players, it almost looks like the role players don't really know what to do and how to cover the mistakes that Brunson, R.J. Barrett, and Julius Randle can't create. And then again, I called in like a week ago, this is where you see where Randle is not that star that you want in New York. They're both very great, good and great players. But again, they're just not stars.
You know, here's the thing. And Dev, we got to run. You're not winning a championship with Julius Randle as a key component. You're
well,
not.
As the number one or two option, probably not.
No chance.
No.
No chance. Miami does it better.
Yeah, and I think part of what you heard from Julius Randle, I mean, just to kind of put myself in his shoes after a game, first of all, I would be pissed at what Mitchell Robinson said. What Julius Randle I think he was saying was, and no athlete wants to admit when some team is better. And it was kind of like searching, like, well, maybe they wanted it more. Or maybe he's speaking to some guys in the locker room that he doesn't feel like are playing at the level they need to be playing.
They're not. Maybe it was a message towards Mitchell Robinson.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
I may turn into Iron. I just start going to practices.
I think you should. You could do some stringing for us out there. Get some sound.
I could do that.
That'd be nice.
Maybe catch some passes. Run some routes.
Be good.
Whatever the team needs me to do.
Jets call you more than well. Call you later today and offer you a job within the organization.
I couldn't leave you.
No, you'd stay?
Yeah. I'd do both.
You can't do both?
I hope I could do both.
You got too much on your plate already.
No, I'll do the show from the facility and then 10 o'clock hits, I'm all Jets. That sounds right.
You wouldn't be able to handle it. It'd be too much for you. I really believe it'd be too much for you. RJ, you think you could take another full-time job?
I think he could figure it out.
Really?
Yeah.
You'd have to figure out the time to coach.
He already does way too many things.
You'd have to move to Jersey.
Okay.
So that's understood. That's fine. You'd have to move to Jersey.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe out in the Morristown part of Jersey.
I'd be closer to Santiago. Go visit
him. You'd never see each other.
What do you mean?
Please.
You know Santiago's an excellent cook.
Oh, I know.
So maybe he makes me some delicious meal. I swing by, have a little dinner.
Sounds like you don't have trustworthy chickens.
You'd never see Ray.
He's got delicious coffee.
I'm seeing Gunling next week.
You keep saying that. I won't believe it until it happens.
That's fine. RJ, you think I'm going to see Gunling next week?
I think you will. I think you're seeing him for the wrong reasons.
What does that mean?
It's a matter of convenience
It's a matter of convenience? I like Andrew very much.
And it's also a matter of spite.
You had no plans to see him. I brought him up. I said, oh, how is that Andrew Gunling plan? You said you were going to see him regularly because I told you when he left, you might never see him again.
We've gone out for lunch twice since he left.
I think you're doing it just to prove a point.
So you think I'm that stubborn?
We know what you're all about.
I think you enjoy Andrew's company.
I love Andrew.
But I think you get a battery in your back when I bring it up and I remind you, hey, probably haven't seen him in a while. This could be the time where it slips away. And then next,
it will not slip.
And then the next week, on the calendar, lunchtime with Andrew.
You guys probably have plenty of batteries at the house anyway.
What?
Probably have plenty of batteries at the house.
What are you even coming from with this?
I don't know what, RG, tell me if you feel the same way I feel, is that he's doing a lot of hanging out with Eagles fans recently.
I think he's changed.
You think I'm not the same person I once was?
I don't think you're the same person as yesterday. Like, this is the moment.
So you think now we've jumped the shark with me?
I think I have concerns.
I have concerns about all of you.
I think there's real questions.
Really?
Yeah.
There's no bananas.
No bananas. Hot take. I mean, hot take face today.
It's a good take.
It's not a good take.
Oh, it's
a
take.
Wild take.
Do they play tonight? Toronto and Florida?
It's a wild.
You answer my question. Do Toronto and Florida play tonight?
I don't care when they play.
Oh, my God.
I will never.
So the answer is he doesn't know.
They play tomorrow.
I will never root harder for Florida than I will in this
Toronto
game.
Wins game four. And you're like,
No.
No.
How did you land on this take? Where did it even come from?
Yeah, I have no idea where he landed on this take.
If they win 4-5, are you like,
That piques my interest.
Okay. So they win the next
two.
There's some peaking.
Yeah.
We go back to Toronto for a game 7.
I don't want to waste time on this, but I would be really interested to know how you stumbled upon this take.
It's not really all that well thought out.
No, I don't think it is.
It's not.
We were just talking Knicks. You're like, oh, yeah? Want to hear something? I think the Leafs are going to make a comeback.
I don't know why. I just have this gut feeling that the Leafs are going to come back and win the series.
I don't doubt that. We weren't even talking hockey. We weren't talking anything even close to it.
No, we were talking hockey.
In passing.
Barely. Well, you know what? I latched right onto it, like
right
an anemone.
like a what?
I think you've changed.
Aren't those the little fish that suckle right onto the bottom of the boat?
No.
I don't think they're fish.
Barnacle?
Those are barnacles, yeah.
Oh. What's the anemone?
The sea anemone?
Yeah.
It's not that.
Doesn't it like just lurch right onto the shark and just goes?
No, that's not an anemone. No.
No.
What's wrong with you?
It's like a flower-looking thing.
Yeah.
A flower?
It's like a relative of a jellyfish, I think.
Say I don't again. Like the jellyfish.
Say the word again.
Anemone.
Sea anemone. Nice.
No, he doesn't say it right.
Very nice.
How do you say it?
Anemone.
Anemone.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said.
No, you were not.
Sea anemone.
Sea anemone. I don't know now.
Okay.
I don't know.
I think it's RJ, it sounded just like what he said, no?
I'm confused.
Why did you think it's a barnacle, first of all, the boats?
Yeah, but I'm thinking of like a living creature.
The fish that swims underneath the shark.
Yeah, that's the anemone.
No, it's not a fish. RJ, Santi, what is that fish called? Look it up, please.
The one that follows the shark.
Yeah, right. Under the shark. I don't know why that would be, how you got the Toronto take.
Yeah, how did we get there?
Well, because you were swimming, you must have been swimming under some hockey insider.
Remora, is that
right? The what?
The remora fish, would that be right?
Yeah, I don't know.
You'd be a heavyset remora, though.
That'd be a great remora.
It'd have to be a big shark you're swimming under.
Well, sharks, I think, by definition, are large.
Yeah, but, I mean, I've never seen a remora that big.
Just wait till you see where I'm at in 4 months. We've started the process.
Of what? Oh, the diet?
Shedding.
Starvation. Shedding.
This is going to be some recap on my show notes.
What do you care?
7:15 to 7:30. What fish would Dave be? Dave explains why he believes the Maple Leafs will make a comeback for no reason at all. And Dave is starving himself.
Yes.
Yesterday?
4 calories.
No, less than 1,500, though. And now it starts.
And you wonder why you're tired this morning. And you're in a bad mood.
I'm in a bad mood because of the Knicks.
You know what you need?
You're taking naps in between
I'm
breaks.
I'm tired!
Oh,
you need a banana.
You want
me to run and get you a banana?
No.
Okay.
I want to take calls. I want to go to Dave in Jersey City. Good morning, Dave. You're on 98.7.
Good morning. I have a question. To me, only if you look at this year's draft coming up, what play on the Knicks would be in the top 10? It's only basically quickly. I'm not counting Brunson and Randall, but what other players on that team would be top 10 in this upcoming draft?
RJ Barrett?
No. Only quickly.
Okay, so you asked the question. So what's the point?
The point is that most of the Knicks players, they really in development. You haven't seen the best of most of these young players the Knicks have, but they do have a good crop of young players. But they're not really NBA. The Knicks is an NBA. They're not a varsity NBA team like Book and Durant or Davis and LeBron.
Well, you're talking about.
The Knicks is an NBA.
You're talking about the best players in the world.
NBA JV team.
Yeah, yeah, but you're
they're not.
Can I hang up on him?
No, no, I don't think you're wrong. Like, I mean, they got good young players that aren't, I mean, maybe not seasoned yet, especially in, you know, playoff experience, and hopefully they get better. I don't think you're wrong, but I wouldn't, I mean, the comparison to the Lakers and Phoenix is not a good one.
No, no, see, I use NBA, see, when you look at sports, you have JV players and varsity players. The Knicks have a lot of good JV players. And you always, the Knicks have a lot of good JV players.
See, I think here's what happened, Dave, and I appreciate the phone call. I think we undersold, and I'll blame myself.
I think we all did it.
I think we undersold how good Miami actually is.
I think we all did it.
And then the loss of Hero and...
They don't have two
Oladipo,
contributors to this team.
Right.
Hero and Oladipo are good players. Yeah, they don't have either one.
How it looked during the regular season, how it looked trying to get themselves into the, you know, in through the play-in tournament. And clearly did not give enough credit for what they did against Milwaukee.
They're pretty impressive, though, this Heat team. Because you look at this team, you look at the roster, you're like, how are they winning these games?
You just said it. That's the word. Team.
Yeah. They're a well-schooled, well-coached, well-everything team.
Yep.
Is what they are. That's very frustrating.
I mean, they execute well. They do all the stuff that you need to do to win. Like all the, I mean, all the dirty stuff they do.
Very frustrating. Jay in Queens. Good morning, Jay.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing.
I'm all right, Jay.
Who said we're doing, right?
Yeah, we're doing.
A couple quick points about Thibodeau. A good coach or a bad coach is not revealed to me until he gets to the playoffs. So the regular season is very deceptive in terms of evaluating whether a coach is good or bad. And to me, Thibodeau just allowing players like that that's not named Curry, Damian Lillard, or Thompson to shoot all these three-pointers, just that one point alone tells me how bad he is. That's one thing. As far as the Knicks players and one, there's only one player on that team that could start for a championship team, and that's Brunson. Okay, the rest of these guys, you can't turn second stringers into first stringers. I mean, that's just how I feel. You can't do it. Then I with Randall.
But here's the thing, though, Jay. Who are all these great players on Miami?
Well, you have Vincent. Okay,
you can tell me Gabe Vincent's any better than Emmanuel Quickley.
Is Gabe Vincent better than Emmanuel Quickley?
Or should he be? Or should, but he shouldn't be. That's the thing. You're not going up against this elite roster on the other side. You know, Vincent, Caleb Martin, Duncan Robinson. These are just guys, and somehow these just guys produce at a very high level.
Yeah, just guys that, I mean, excel at the roles that they've been given. Coach really well.
But stop with the if you started drafting players. I mean, the Knicks are talent wise are at least as talented as this Miami team.
Absolutely,
and they're not, and therein lies the problem.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Yankees win last night. Got a little dicey. Cortez left that game bases loaded, infield hit. All of a sudden, you think to yourself, they're going to lose this game. They did not. And I guess you can say comfortably won that game going away 7-2.
A game that they needed to win.
The whole series is a game they need to win.
Let's call it what it is. And Nestor was good.
He was good.
Nestor was good. Bullpen was really good. And you got contributions from Cabrera.
Yep, Hicks.
Hicks. I didn't realize it was his first hit at Yankee Stadium.
It's amazing.
It is, right?
We're more than a month into the season.
And IKF made a couple good plays at third base. And they were able to 4-6 with Aaron Judge hurt. Best player in your lineup, one of the best players in baseball. He'll be back today. But, I mean, Oakland is a team that you have to take care of your business. You have to.
Now, listen, on the flip side, same thing with the Mets. No, I mean, the Mets took care of Oakland, but the Mets have played these dregs of the earth teams, and they're not beating them. So they are, like you say all the time, they are professional teams.
Yeah, well, it's just why you can't take any win for granted. But, I mean, it also makes you a little bit nervous at the same time. Like, yeah, they're all professional teams, but there are certain teams that...
Yeah, they're very bad.
That aren't very good.
That's a very bad team. That's a 110-loss team. So, yes, you need to sweep them this week.
Yeah,
especially because then you have Tampa coming up for four games.
Look at your rotation. Who are you talking about, the Mets or the Yankees?
I was talking about the Yankees.
Okay. The Mets got Tampa, too, coming up.
Well, that's next week.
Those are the games that I'm keep my eye on.
Yeah. But this, I mean, Yankees, you got to clean up on Oakland because then it's Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard this, this really bothered me. I was listening to Casey a little bit yesterday, not even that long, and they were talking about, you know, you'd sign in a heartbeat 3-4 over the 7-game set against Tampa. And I thought to myself, would you accept it? I think you would accept it. But they were making it sound like, oh, you'd be thrilled if you could just go 3-4. So now you go 1-2. And now if you go 2-2 at home, so basically what you're saying is we have no chance to win this division.
Well, don't lose ground is what you're saying.
But you will have lost
and
a little ground.
And try to get yourself whole.
But who's excited by going 3-4 in a 7-game stretch?
With this current team? I mean, have you looked at the current team?
I mean, Judge is coming back tonight.
Okay, yeah,
and
Judge
Bader's
is coming
starting
back.
To hit a little bit.
Right.
And you're going to have Cortez and Cole going in that series against Tampa.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I mean, but Tampa, I mean, they won again last night.
They're sensational.
McClanahan is awesome. It's just I think it's also recognizing where you're at as a team. And hell, I mean, they should have won the series against Tampa. They should have won 2 or 3 against Tampa.
Absolutely, they should have. They should have won that game on Sunday.
6-0 lead. But when you look at, the bottom of the Yankees lineup right now is not very good. And against a team like Oakland, and again, I meant Cabrera. Hicks, like, I mean, contributed, but, I mean, Connor Falefa, Cabrera, Trevino, and
Falefa
Hicks.
Fielded well last night.
He did. Well,
really
third base is where he won his gold glove.
Yeah, he was good last night. Made a couple nice plays. Bader adds some length to that lineup.
Well, length and energy.
Yes.
He brings
and
a lot
speed,
of energy,
and some
speed
and some athleticism, yep. Right? Good defensive player. Hits the ball. I mean, he's hit the ball great since he's come back.
He's been awesome.
Yeah.
LeMahieu's been hitting. Torres is hitting again, which is important.
Big home run last night from him. LeMahieu home run. Yankees showed power last night. Again, listen, you're not going to have a parade. You beat the Oakland A's at home, but they need these wins.
No, but this is how the Yankees hit home runs, the Yankees win baseball games. They hit 4 home runs last night. So, and again, I know Oakland's not good, but, I mean, as a Mets fan, we just watched our team lose to bad teams.
I mean, lost to Washington. You lost to Colorado. I mean, you lost to everyone. Now, the Mets did beat up on Oakland. But, you know, I was thinking about this. If you just beat the bad teams, there's so many bad teams.
With so many bad teams.
In Major League Baseball, right? Look at the American League. How many bad? I mean, Cleveland's not good. Detroit's not good. Chicago's not good. Kansas City stinks. Oakland's awful. I mean, there's so many just subpar teams around baseball.
Yeah, take care of your business. Then the Yankees did. And now you get Judge back. And I mean, I'm sure he'll get back to being one of the best players in baseball, which is going to help your lineup. And then, you know, hopefully you continue to get reinforcements.
Here is Aaron Boone on the return of one Aaron Judge today.
MVP back, you know. I mean, MVP player back in the lineup. It'll be fun to write his name in the lineup. So there's just that presence he has and being our leader and certainly one of our leaders. And the guys look to him. You know, I think there is a, you know, intangible element to him being back in there as well. I think we've seen that with Harrison. You know, he's come back and performed with some big hits and some homers and his defense. But there's, I think, also an intangible element that he brings. And you know, I expect similar with Aaron.
Changes the lineup. Completely changes the lineup. Because you don't want to pitch to Judge. And now, you know, guys in front of him get better pitches. And, it's a trickle-down effect with him.
Right, of course. But, I mean, I think what he's talking about, too, is with Bader, I think it's the energy, the enthusiasm. Yeah, every team needs a guy like that. Because it's not, especially in baseball, it's not easy. Every single day you're there, you need some guy that's going to be, you know, smile on his face, excited to show up every day. And then Judge, it's like he just mentioned, it's the MVP. I mean, you're right, lengthening the lineup makes it easier for everyone around him, makes the outfield much better having, you know, Bader in center,
sure,
and him in right. But it's also a confidence thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's you got your guy back. You got,
well,
your
guy.
Sudden, you
can
one of
hang
the
your hat
players
on. Yeah, you know,
right.
there's a sense of ease when he's back in the lineup.
It's like when Cole's got the ball. I like our chances.
Usually you do.
So, I mean, this is, they did a good job. Well, they 4-6 with him out, and they'll get him back now, and now we wait. I think the biggest mystery right now for them is if and when Carlos Rodon pitches.
It's unbelievable to me.
That really is. I mean, that was the big offseason signing.
That's defined. That was their big offseason signing.
Right.
Was Rodon. The guy hasn't pitched, and it doesn't look like he's all that close to coming back.
I think I saw a report. I think it was that John Boy reported that they heard from somebody that they'd be surprised. I mean, if he pitches at all, and then Rodon's wife.
She went crazy.
Yeah, responded. Bull bleep, yeah. I think they expect he'll be back. But, I mean, chronic back issues doesn't sound great.
Yeah, but chronic doesn't even make you sound like this year's tenuous. It means, like, how long is this?
He's been dealing with it.
6 years deal?
So now, but you've already had two though, because you had the initial elbow was something he said he had that he pitched through. And now we're finding out about a chronic back issue.
Chronic anything is bad.
But that's what makes me the most nervous about when you have guys that have been injured.
And you sign up to deals?
Well, but now all of a sudden now have like a year or two where they stay healthy. It's like they understand. We all like they understand what's at stake here. Like I've already been injured in my past. I'm at some point here going to have to get paid. I got to make sure I stay here. Whatever it takes to stay healthy and to get through this, I'm going to get through this. And then you do, and it's back to what you saw before.
So listen to this. Yankees last place. Last place in their division at 19-17. Two games ahead of them, Boston at 21-15, Toronto 21-14, Baltimore 22-13, and then 29-7. Your Tampa Bay Rays. 29-7.
They're off to a great start.
That's an insane number.
Well, look at them. I mean, look at their numbers. Look at their run differential. Look at how many home runs they hit.
Their run differential is +118.
Yeah.
They're 19-3 at home, 10-4 on the road.
Look how many runs they've scored.
They've scored 228 runs.
Okay.
You know whose numbers are crazy, too, by the way? Texas.
Yeah, Texas scores a ton of runs.
Texas is +86 run differential, and has scored only 5 fewer runs in 2 fewer games than Tampa.
Yeah. By the way, just so you know, too, you mentioned the Rays following this A-Series up, and then that's back to Toronto. That's Toronto for 4.
The Yankees.
Yeah, so you got to have 8 games, 4 against Tampa and 4 against Toronto coming up.
So you have to win this game tonight. And tonight, yeah. What, Schmidt and then tomorrow, Brito?
Brito, Herman, Cole.
So I think, so you have 8 games. So you'd go, if you would sign for 4-4. You'd have to.
Yeah, in the Tampa-Toronto series.
You win these next two, you go 4-4, you're above 500, or you're 4 games above 500.
But I mean, you got Cole and Cortez in both those series.
I understand.
Which should make you feel a little bit better.
But those teams are good.
Well, that's a spicy matchup right there.
And Toronto hates you.
Saturday versus Tampa, you got Cortez, McClanahan, 2 lefties.
And that's at the stadium, right?
That's the stadium.
Yeah, that is sexy.
I kind of like that.
Why don't you go?
No, because I'm not going to go to a Yankees game. I'm going to go to the Mets. When they play the Mets, I'll go.
But then you can go to the Tampa Yankees game and root for Tampa.
No.
Well, you could.
I don't root for Tampa.
Well, why?
The kids can root for Tampa because I'm a Mets fan.
Okay, but if the Mets are not involved in the game, you can go and you can root for Tampa. Let the kids root for Tampa. Make grandpa, grandma happy.
I guess I could, but I would prefer the Mets.
I'm sure Michael would set you up with some beautiful legend suites tickets.
It's a lot of people, though. It's too much.
I'm sure he'd get you your own suite.
No.
Oh, he'd probably let you sit on the roof of the stadium.
He's my best friend.
Yeah, we know that. Admiration.
Great point.
You can bring RJ.
I don't like RJ's attitude right now.
RJ is really...
He's in one today.
He really is. Why are you in one today?
I don't have bananas.
So it all boils down to the age-old banana. Is that right?
I think you've changed. I've made that clear.
So I bring the banana in tomorrow along with, I don't know, a melon of some sort and everything changes?
Multiple cream cheeses?
It could change everything. We don't know.
It's all on you.
This is all it's the Knicks' fault because we were supposed to get bananas and papaya today. Or pineapple. We got nothing.
Nothing.
How's your egg bites?
I haven't had them yet. I'll have them when you do CMT. Oh.
I have a big stomach, a fat stomach.
So let's get this straight. You do a segment, he eats or goes on IMDb.
What do you mean IMDb?
Last time he was doing something, you were on IMDb.
I was looking for the popularity of Jessica Alba.
You pulled up a list from 10 years ago.
Yeah. I still think he should know who she is. I stand by that.
Yeah, I have a hard time believing he doesn't know who she is.
He said he didn't know who she was. Why would he lie? So you're calling him a liar?
No, I'm not calling him a liar. Just it's like there are plenty of beautiful women that are older that I know who they are.
Marilyn Monroe, you know
I know
who she
Bo
is?
Derek is.
Bo Derek was terrific.
Right.
Bolero?
So I know all these
10?
People.
Good movie. Dudley Moore? Excellent movie.
Yeah. You think he knows who Sharon Stone is? Come on. It's one of the most...
Probably not. I mean, I'm being serious. He probably doesn't know who Sharon Stone is.
I bet you he does not.
It's one of the most... Like, do you know who Sharon Stone is?
Oh, yes. Come on. Stop it. Now. Stop it. Basic Instinct is one of the... I mean, it's one of the most famous movies has been. Sliver?
Oh, yeah.
She's terrific.
You know who Cheryl Teagues is? Raymond?
He doesn't.
Yes, 80s movies.
See, he does. Yeah. He knows.
80s movies, all right.
He
How
knows.
About Farrah Fawcett? You familiar with Farrah Fawcett?
She was the poster.
Yeah.
Charlie's Angel.
Well, he's good.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. He knows his ladies.
He knows his ladies.
He knows his ladies.
Those are my ladies.
Yeah, same time, boys.
One of us used to date a lady like that.
You dated Farrah Fawcett?
No.
No.
One of the ladies.
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
We'll see naked ladies.
Let's go to someone. Wes in East Hanover. Good morning, Wes. You're on 98.7.
morning, fellas. Good morning, company. How are we doing today?
We're getting along, Wes.
Awesome. So I want to make you guys feel better. So I have two things, right? So yesterday with the app debacle.
And it was a debacle. It was a debacle.
I'm telling you, man. So it hit me of like how great a times we live in. The fact that I didn't have to completely freak out knowing that the podcast would be up later made me feel better. But what it made me think about was we talk about must-see TV. You guys are must-listen-to radio. And I felt empty yesterday starting my week without you guys because I didn't have an FM radio. So now I've hooked up my FM radio, so I'm ready to go in case the app decides not to work
again. All right, so you have a fail-safe. In case the app goes down again, you're ready to roll.
That's exactly right.
Very nice.
So I appreciate that. So my second point is Yankees related, right? So my wife is a huge Yankees fan. I'm a huge Braves fan. So this weekend, the Braves are playing the Orioles. And, man, that was a series. Those teams are great. The Orioles are unbelievable. So as I look at the AL East standings, do you guys really think the Yankees actually are the worst team in the division, or will they even be able to climb over anybody, even the Red Sox or the Blue Jays?
No, I don't think they're the worst team in the division. I have to wait to see what they look like when they're actually the Yankees.
Whole?
Well, they're not the Yankees right now.
Right.
I mean, look at the bottom of that lineup. They're not the Yankees.
They're not the worst team in the division. I honestly, first of all, they should be better than Boston. Long term, they should be better than Boston. I'm not so sure about Toronto, and I think, I mean, there's so much youth on Baltimore. Are they ready to win 90 games this year?
I don't know, but I mean, they are, like, I mean, they're building this thing the right way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is definitely a little bit sooner than I think that anyone thought, but again, I mean, you're only talking about, they're 22 and 13.
No, they've been terrific.
It's 35 games.
Right, so we're still early stages of the season.
Let's not forget what happened last year with the Yankees. They were 52 and 18.
And it took everything within their power to hold on for dear life to win the division.
Aaron Judge dragged them into the playoffs. So, I mean, let's wait to see what this team looks like when they get back all their pieces. If they get back all their pieces.
Yeah. I hope Rodon comes back. Could you imagine if he misses the whole year?
No.
I mean, Cashman would have to be crucified for that.
No, he did mention that it's most important to pitch in October anyway, though.
And I could get to October if you don't have him the whole year.
You get the whole Montas mess and then now this. Be tough.
Not good. RJ, you ready to roll here?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's go.
And that's why, after the Giants lost that Super Bowl, I made that life decision and said I'm breaking up with the stripper.
Right.
To cuddle.
Oh, yeah.
To marry.
We'll see naked ladies.
Or to trash.
The attack did he.
That is the question.
At least the Yankees have Luis Severino. He's happy.
I've popped open the egg bites.
Nice. How's the first one? Instant reaction.
Very good.
Nice.
Thank you.
You ever feel they lack?
They never do.
That's good.
I still can't believe Luis Severino was complaining about having to. How about we do it? Let's do it Thursdays just so I don't have to stay in Scranton.
His whole schedule.
Or drive up early.
He's got a problem with.
I wish he could see some of the hotels that we had to stay at.
He's Luis Severino, though. He doesn't do that sort of thing. All right. So it is now official. NFL schedule Thursday. 2 days away. So, some changes to the scheduling format have been made. And I ask you to cuddle my trash, which you like the most.
Can I say something quickly?
Yeah, sure.
They're going to start leaking games tomorrow. We're going to get leaks tomorrow.
Leaks big tomorrow.
Yep.
This is like legal tampering.
I would think one of those leaks has to involve Rick's Jets.
Of course.
You would think.
It has to.
We're the most relevant team in the NFL.
Oh,
right
here
now.
We go.
I think that might.
You're relevant.
That might be true. Relevant is a good word.
Thank Certainly you. The most relevant they've been.
Oh.
You shut
look
your
at,
mouth.
Look at him taking shots right across the bow at you.
You keep
saying. Can't wait till Thanksgiving.
Keep saying you're going to defile his turkey.
I'm going to. And his ham, whatever else he has.
Putting it politely.
Whatever else he has. Oh. You name it. Mashed potatoes.
Oh.
Apple pie.
Leave his pie alone.
Everything.
Yeah, you cross into the
There'll be an Italian churro just floating around at Thanksgiving.
You cross into the desserts, and I think you've crossed the paradigm.
You just make me a promise. You're not going to touch that pumpkin pie. You will not.
By the way, that's not custard.
Oh, no. So, the changes to the schedule, as we were.
And I get in trouble for eating on the air.
I think you're probably going to get in trouble for all this.
It's like I'm doing the show with Ron Jeremy.
Cuddle, marry, trash, which of these changes you like the most? There will now, for the first time ever,
What are we doing here?
Oh,
Oh, my goodness.
If you listen.
Okay, I'm listening now. Go ahead.
Cuddle, marry, trash.
Yeah. He's flipping through his phone now, RJ. He's not paying attention.
Do I have to take it away?
Go ahead. I'm listening.
The scheduling adjustments you like the most.
Yeah.
There will, for the first time, be a Black Friday football game. Is it that teams can now be on Thursday night football more than once? Or is it that not all teams are guaranteed to receive a primetime game?
Mm-hmm. This is a great question.
So to recap, Black Friday game, multiple Thursdays, or not guaranteed a primetime game?
All right, I'll tell you what I'm going to marry here, and this is going to be, I think, unpopular. I'm going to marry the fact that not all teams are guaranteed to get a primetime game. I don't need to see Tampa Bay this year. I don't need to see Arizona this year. I'm perfectly happy those teams not getting a primetime game. I love the other two as well. I love them all.
No, there's only one. Come on.
Don't you dare talk to me like that.
You don't want your team playing multiple Thursday games.
I know his team's going to play multiple Thursday games. Black Friday. It's just one game on the Black Friday, and that's an Amazon game, isn't it?
Just one. I actually think it's, if you read the tea leaves, a lot of this comes from Amazon having a problem with their games.
I'm going to cuddle the Amazon Black Friday game. Aww. I'm going to trash the more than one Thursday.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I like that. I think you did well.
Oh, thank you.
I really do. Here's what I'm going to do, because I'm going to be so tired from ruining Raymond's Thanksgiving. I'm going to need to really sit back and relax for that Black Friday. So I'm going to marry the Black Friday game. I'm going to cuddle the not every team gets a primetime game. I'm with Dave. I don't need to see some of these bad teams playing primetime. And then I will trash the multiple Thursdays.
Credit the NFL, too. They just let other leagues do their dirty work for them and run tests. Because if you remember this past Black Friday, USA England, monster number, World Cup. Oh, people want to watch sports on Black Friday. There you go, NFL. I'd imagine it's probably not going away either.
And you know what? They have Christmas Day, too, which used to be the NBA, and they're like, no, we'll take that from you. Thank you.
You've had it long enough.
That's right. We gave you years of Christmas Day, and it is no longer yours.
Move aside. So some over-unders have been tweaked slightly post-NFL draft, now that the rosters are mostly set, barring some unfortunate trades.
What's my favorite word you say?
Roster?
Rosters.
Roster.
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 So I want you to cuddle, marry, trash. Which of these are most likely to go over their predicted win total? Is it the Giants at 8.5 wins? Is it the Jets at 9.5 wins? Or is it both?
Oof. This feels lazy.
Well, how could it both be most likely? That seems weird to me.
Both happen.
Yeah, if you're optimistic on both.
Both happen.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
All right, I'm going to...
I don't love this question.
I don't love it either. It feels lazy to me.
It's topical.
I'm going to marry my Jets. I think that's the right answer.
He's going to cuddle both.
Ooh.
Wouldn't I have to cuddle both? That's why it's not a great question.
Okay, I'm going to cuddle both, and then I'll trash the Giants.
I'm going to marry the Giants. They're going to get to 9+. I'm going to cuddle both, and I will trash the Jets.
So, while you may have a problem with the word both,
I have no problem with the word both.
You're on opposite ends of this prediction.
Yeah. He's a homer. As this man throws hot takes around like he's IHOP.
By the way, hot take I gave you back in March was who was going to win the American League West? Or at least get into
Rangers.
The postseason?
You said postseason.
Texas Rangers.
Well, you didn't pick them to win, though.
I picked them to get in.
You also said that Will Levis was going to be the quarterback of the Giants.
No, I'm not right all the time.
And Raymond said that Will Levis would be the first quarterback taken.
Well, he's wrong as well.
In the second round.
But he still has great hair.
It's gorgeous. Yeah.
I will say the teams you choose to center your hot takes around, very random.
Very random.
Toronto Maple Leafs, Texas Rangers.
Because he's the scene enemy of takes. Swimming under the...
Got anything on the Carolina Panthers?
Yeah, what do you have?
Panthers, they drafted Bryce Young. One overall.
That's not a take. That's just...
Yes, that's factual.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Undersized.
All right. So, ESPN ran a poll with current executives in terms of how much money Shohei Ohtani's next contract will net him in return. So, these are insiders and executives.
We're looking yearly or we're looking contract-wise?
This is the whole shebang.
Okay.
How much money does he sign for? So, I will ask you... And then in the meantime, as you work through that, I will then tell you what the executive said in terms of their answers. But here's your options to cut or marry trash. Will it be slightly less than $500 million? Will it be between $500 and $549 million or $550 or more million dollars?
What was the first one? Slightly less than 500?
Yeah, so it's less than 5, 5 to 5, 49, 550 plus.
You're up first, David.
See, the whole thing is, I mean, obviously he's going to want a 10-year plus deal. I'm going to say I'm going to marry 550 plus. He's easily a $50 million a year guy, probably more.
So if he, the loose contract figures, if he were to sign that with the Mets, that would cost them over $1 billion.
Mm-hmm. And they'd probably still make money on it.
Yeah, probably.
So I'll marry 550 plus. I will cuddle 500 to 549, and I will trash less than 5. Do you understand how many people you now bring into your stadium alone if you bring in Ohtani?
I will tell you, one of these three was a... They all got votes from the executives. One was a runaway winner.
Oh, my goodness. I am going to... I'll marry. Would you marry?
Over 550.
Feels like the one to marry. All right, I'm going to marry over 550. I'm going to cuddle 500 to 549, and I'm going to trash less than 500.
So what he did was just completely agreed with me across the board.
So 5 to 549 was the runaway winner of where they think this will land.
5 to 549.
Yeah, 14 executives voted for that, and 6 for both of the others. And in this article, it's up on ESPN.com. Very good. There was a suspicion that Ohtani and his camp could actually use perhaps the Mets and maybe another team, maybe the Padres, to eventually land with
the Dodgers.
That's right.
How do the Padres have all this money?
I think they're just plugging it. I don't think they're generating as much as they're
putting in. Well, I don't think their
owner's
doing very well.
Yeah, I think that
they're losing a lot of money.
No, I don't think he's...
Oh, he's not well physically?
No. So they're trying to...
So he wants, before he goes, they want to try to win a title for him?
Yes.
And finally...
Well, hold on. Can we break this down for 2 seconds? We're in a rush here. It's only 8 o'clock.
Yeah, sure.
So, I mean, if Scherzer and Verlander are getting over $43 million bucks a year.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mike Trout signed a 12-year, $427 million deal. So, what are you thinking? 10 at 55? 10 at 50?
I was thinking 10 at... Yeah. 10 at 55? 10, 12 at 50?
I can read you some of the contracts.
I saw... I actually saw something.
How old is he?
He'll be 29 in July.
So you can't go more than 10.
He's going to want more than 10.
Bring him into his 40s?
Well, but I mean, you got to imagine. I mean, you're talking about the Dodgers, the Padres, the Angels probably still, in the Mets.
Yes. He's going to get paid.
I mean, we have that many of like the... Look at what the Padres offered Judge.
Look what the Giants wanted to offer Judge.
And the Giants too. Right? The Padres came in late.
I know they did.
Sign of how...
Can I do something quickly?
I think I know what you're going to do, and I think it's important.
You're listening to DiPietro and Rothenberg, 98.7 ESPN, WEPN FM, New York.
That's important, that last part.
Yeah.
So,
otherwise, we don't know where we are.
So, Rick, you named some teams that you expect to be in on Ohtani. Amazing how times have changed. One team you did not name.
The Yankees.
Yeah. So, the average...
He's not going to wind up on the Yankees.
No, he's not, but just the fact that we don't even expect them to be involved.
Well, they already, I mean, they have all the money with Rodon. They have all the money with Garrett Cole. And they have all the money with...
With Judge.
Yeah, if you remember, too, when Bryce Harper was a free agent, I remember he went on a podcast and said something like, oh, I'm surprised the Yankees never reached out. It's like, well, they don't have room.
Oh, Machado, too.
Yeah. So the average prediction was 11 years, $525 million, a little under 48 annually.
I think he gets 50. I mean, these are insiders. So they know better, but I don't know.
Judge got 40, right?
Yeah, 360.
Judge got 40.
9 years, 360.
But this guy's a Cy Young pitcher.
He does both. How long does that last would be the question that you ask yourself.
Question.
I think here's the thing, though. I mean, you would also say to yourself, I think you made the best point, is, I mean, it's going to cost us X, but how much money is he making us? You saw the ratings for the WBC.
Millions and millions. And then every fifth day, you got to have an extra how many people just because he's pitching, or sixth day. Guy's an elite hitter.
And plus, the Mets are paying two pitchers that are, one's 40 and one's going to be 39, $43 million bucks a season.
Yeah, so six of the executives and insiders that gave their actual prediction, two said the Dodgers outright, one said the Dodgers or the Mets, one said the Dodgers or the Yankees, One said the Dodgers, Padres, or Mariners, and one said the Mariners Giants. And one said the Giants. So
the Mariners have that kind of money?
I'm not sure.
For Shohei, they could.
All West Coast teams. So, and finally, this one, Dave, you will bask in the, probably not the glory, but you'll bask in the answers. And I will use Raymond to take your place.
All right.
So, Dave.
So, I'm not involved in this.
You'll react.
Okay.
So, Dave has thrown out some life thoughts, some wild takes today. So, Rick and Ray, please cut them right trash. Which among them troubles you the most? Is it that the Toronto Maple Leafs will come back from an 0-3 deficit with, really no bearing to stand on? I looked this up. 198 teams have gone down 3-0 in a best of seven. Four have come back from it. It's actually more than I thought. So is it that? Is it that Dave has abandoned fruit?
I have not abandoned fruit.
And led me to believe that to stand on the hypothesis that he's changed. Or is it that, also food related, he is once again starving himself and consuming somewhere in the neighborhood of what? 1,200 calories a day?
1,500 and under we're going to start with today.
Troubling.
Get right on that treadmill and away we go.
Troubling.
Ooh, this is a tough one. This is most troubling. Yeah. Take it today.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to say the most troubling take because it came out of just, it was nowhere. Like, I don't know why we didn't discuss it. It's just for no reason.
It's just a feel.
We glanced by hockey and then this came out. I'm going to marry the least prediction. I mean, I guess good for the show if it happens.
Good for the show. It would be great for the show.
The no fruit thing is a problem for me. Like, in the midst of looking for a parking spot, you realize 10 minutes in, not going to find one. You do everyone a solid. Park.
You know what I actually did today? So I saw there was a quasi spot.
Well, why don't you stop by the fruit stand, though?
Why don't you get out of my pocket?
No, I'm just saying, you double park. Grab the bananas.
So you want me to double park, grab the bananas, and then start my search for a spot? No, it doesn't work like that.
It'll take you 2 minutes, right. Not even.
No, you go first 10 minutes, you try to find a spot. Then realize, you know what? I'm not going to get a spot.
How about knowing Tuesdays are hard for me? One of you other guys bring in the fruit.
I think you treat it like a drive-thru. You're a recurring customer. You
just drive up to him, open my window.
Yeah.
Have him, say on Tuesdays this is what's going to happen.
He doesn't even speak English that well.
Monday you give him enough money for two things of bananas.
You tell him, he'll know. He'll understand.
Yeah. You say on Tuesday, Mercedes pulls up, window going to open up, you throw me some bananas.
Just throw them in?
Into the window.
Yep.
Well, why would we have to do that? This is not in the jungle. Why can't I just pull up?
So you
have
to double park.
Pull up, put my hazards on. He comes over. I said, listen, let me get 5 bananas. He gives me 5 bananas. I give him 50 cents. And away we go.
You can do that too. You don't have to leave the car.
When Mercedes Dave pulls up on Tuesday, you know the drill.
I'm getting beaten up here.
Yeah, no serious, but it's got a banana.
Passes the envelope. You pass the banana. You're good.
Right.
This is not funny. It's not even funny.
I'm trashing starving because we've seen it before. This was inevitable. He would at some point before the bar mitzvah started.
You knew we were going to get back here. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with the trash more. Like we're used to this. We know what life Dave's been living.
But I'm not gonna make a meal out of this. Like I'm not gonna make mention. I'm just gonna come in. I'm gonna put my head down, not eat, and move on, and that's it.
Right. I mean, you can try. You say that, but you know, we'll see as this continues. As you're watching your calorie intake, I'm gonna marry the most troubling being the fruit cart, as we've discussed, because it's become part of what we expect from Dave. You know, on certain days of the week. And you let us down today.
So what's happened is you're like Richie Rich. Remember that fine character?
Yeah, he's nothing like Richie Rich.
No, he's you have an expectation.
I literally used the drops a couple weeks ago. So yes, I know what
you have
Rich
an expectation.
Is.
I have now spoiled you, much like Richie Rich. And if you don't have banana or pineapple or papaya or mango or grape in front of you every single day, now all of a sudden I'm a different person.
No, listen, I didn't ask for this. Right. This is your doing.
You brought it up.
You shoved this down our throats, and now that you suddenly decide one day you're in a bad mood and you don't want to do it, it doesn't look well.
You guys are idiots.
No, you're lazy.
I didn't bring him in last Tuesday either.
No, you're lazy. You told us yesterday. You made a point of saying, no, the bananas staple.
Couldn't acquire the bananas today.
Okay, was all extra.
Couldn't acquire them today.
No, you could have.
No, I'll try tomorrow.
You chose not to.
And I'll say that I'll cuddle the out of left field prediction because it's if you're
not getting the fruit wasn't so childish and petty, this would be the Mary. but because it came out of nowhere, and B, because, like, what are you basing this on, that Toronto's going to come back? But
it's just a feel.
It's still not as troubling as your selfishness with the fruit.
Wow.
You need to go take a look in the mirror here at some point and realize, look at how upset everyone is.
You guys will get over it.
No.
No?
I don't even know if RJ makes it through the show.
You need potassium that badly, RJ? Yeah.
Listen, I'll be watching your Leafs.
those are my Leafs.
Your Leafs.
I'll be watching your Leafs.
This portion of the show, are we done with this, by the way?
Yeah, we have concluded.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.